InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
The Salvation Army offers Americans in need a remarkable scope of services, from emergency shelters to youth programs and much more. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Merle Heatwohl, National Commander of the Salvation Army. Merle, we're all familiar with your brick-and-mortar retail stores selling used personal and household items. Tell us, though, what are some of the services people may not be familiar with?
Well, we offer a wide range of services throughout the country. And one of the things that people are not always aware of is the fact that we are a Christian church and do offer worship services at locations throughout the country, and that our whole ministry of the Salvation Army really comes from our commitment to God and to showing His love to people in very practical ways. And so beyond the thrift stores, we have shelters, we have youth programs, we have recreation centers, we have childcare centers, and all different types of housing facilities. So we just have that broad perspective. And one of the characteristics of the Salvation Army throughout its 160-year history is that we've tried to tailor those services to the needs of a local community.
And some of them have some pretty serious needs, especially in the last few years. There have been a torrent of natural disasters. What does the Salvation Army provide to help victims of floods or fires?
One of the benefits that we have is that we are operating in nearly every zip code across the country. And so when a natural disaster happens, we already have people on the ground ready to respond to those disasters. And we will be there on site to provide spiritual care and comfort to those that have been impacted by the disaster, as well as provide practical things such as food, help with getting new locations to stay, with clothing that might be necessary, and just to help them to have that support during that time, and also providing support to the first responders by being there on scene and giving them whatever they need as far as refreshments are concerned, whether that's drinks, whether that's food, or any other means that we can be supportive to them as well.
And I know that generally speaking, you have food pantries. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports 18% of households with adults and children were classified as food insecure at least some of the time of the year, according to the most recent measure. And that's gotten worse from the year before. Now, food insecurity means being uncertain of having or being unable to get enough food to feed everyone in the family. Have you seen a dramatic increase in the number of people using your food pantries?
We have over the years seen great increases in the numbers that come to us looking for that type of assistance. And it's a reality in our world today that as prices go up, whether that's the rent for their housing or whether that's food, all of those expenses add up. And even when they are receiving some assistance, whether it's from the government or other agencies, there's still a great need there. And we are particularly concerned for children that are impacted in those situations to make sure that they are receiving adequate food. And our food pantries operate in nearly every center of operation that we have across the country.
Now, talk to us about your mobile food pantries. This is an interesting wrinkle. Where and how do they operate and what do they provide?
Well, we have a number of communities, primarily larger communities in the country, where they have the ability to do those mobile food pantries. And that's something that really developed also during the COVID years, that as we were recognizing that it was not going to be possible for people necessarily to come and receive products at our locations like they normally would, that we would have either food pantries set up out on the parking lot or even in different places around the community where we would be able to have the food items there available, that families could come and receive what they needed and still be protected from the potential issues that were related to COVID at that time.
And most interesting that in addition to canned foods, you also provide fresh foods as well. That's quite a bonus, isn't it?
It is, and that's not available in every single location, but in many places, we have the ability to store those fresh foods or frozen foods so that we can distribute them in addition to those canned products that would be made available nearly everywhere.
And what about helping people apply for food stamps? You also provide that service?
In a number of our places, we do provide individualized care and instruction for individuals coming to our facilities to let them know what services are available through the government or through other agencies. One of the realities is that no organization can take care of all of the needs that are out there. And so we partner with many other agencies to make sure that the people that we're serving have the best opportunity to get what they need. And so as they come to us, we will counsel them on what things are available to help them and to assist their families so that they can have all of their needs met.
We're visiting with Merle Heatwohl, National Commander of the Salvation Army, who's bringing us up to date on the organization's work in communities. Merle, in addition to donating money, what are the other ways people can help the Salvation Army?
Well, one of the best ways is just to get involved, to get actively involved in the ministry of the Salvation Army. If they're interested in being a volunteer, they can go to our website, salvationarmyusa.org, find their local center, and then contact them and ask what are the best ways to get involved. Some of the ways that that happens is by organizing food drives, helping us to put food baskets together for families, doing toy drives at Christmas time, and a lot of different opportunities. It could be teaching a class at one of our community centers. So there are just multiple ways that people can get involved and support us in our ministry.
And there are also some ways that people might not think of right off the top of their heads, like donating airline miles.
Correct. That is a wonderful opportunity as well, because there are times when we have those that are coming to us that for whatever reason have gotten separated from the rest of their family and need a way to get back to the support system that they have. And often that's also related to deaths in the family and being able to be a part of a family funeral to recognize that support and love that's needed during those times. And those air miles can help us to make sure that people have that opportunity to go and be a part of those very special family events.
I note that a person can also sponsor a child. What does that involve?
Well, typically that would be involved at the Christmas season, being able to get one of our angel tree figures that lists the needs of that child and be able to purchase gifts specifically for that individual child. There are other ways that people can get involved in sponsorship, but those tend to be more from an international standpoint rather than local standpoint, that our sponsorship in the USA usually revolves around those Christmas opportunities.
Now, your group says it helped more than 27 million people in 2024 overcome poverty, addiction, and economic hardships. When people donate clothes or items to your stores, they're supporting programs, aren't they, to help adults recover from addictions?
They definitely are. We have what we call our adult rehabilitation program that serves men and women across the country who have come out of an addictive lifestyle and are working to prepare themselves to get back in the workforce, to be back productive members of society. And through those donations that they make of purchasing clothes at our thrift stores, that helps to support that ministry. But there are also many other ministries that the thrift stores support, from our food pantries to our shelter programs. All different avenues of service really benefit from that overall opportunity to support us through the thrift store ministry. The other reality is that it's a wonderful opportunity for those who have limited resources to be able to find good quality clothing and other household products that can support them in what they need within their own home.
And at a time when so many needs are so great in society, the Salvation Army, like many nonprofits, has seen a reduction in monetary donations in recent years, hasn't it? Do we know why that is?
Well, we've seen a trend that happens primarily from people responding when there are real times of crisis and disaster. And so then the donations can be very overwhelming in the sense that they just come in lots and lots of different varieties of donations. But what happens is when there aren't those kinds of incidents, whether that was COVID-related, whether that's a disaster, that people tend to then forget about the everyday needs that exist. And so that's something that we always want to remind people, is that the need doesn't stop just at the end of a disaster or at the end of a situation like COVID. Those things are happening each and every day throughout the year, and there are opportunities to really make a difference in the lives of individuals each and every day.
And one more time, to donate or get involved, the website is?
SalvationArmyUSA.org. You can go there, make a donation, you can get involved as a volunteer, or just find out more about the Salvation Army and our ministries across the country.
Excellent. Merle Heatwell, National Commander of the Salvation Army, thanks for taking time with us, and best of luck in all your efforts.
Well, thank you very much.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
Next, millions of lost or forgotten 401k accounts. That story coming up.
Don't go away. InfoTrack will be back right after this.